The Associated Press has not declared a winner for almost all of the top ticket races in Nevada, as more than 100,000 ballots are still being processed. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has an update from Nevada's two most populous counties.
Clark County received just under 57,000 mail-in ballots on Election Day. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Tuesday and are accepted through Saturday. The county's top election official, Joe Gloria, says he's comfortable with how the process is going so far.
So according to what the deadlines are, we're on schedule and we won't not finish.
Nearly 10,000 ballots haven't been counted because they require signature curing. Voters have until Monday to address issues with their signatures. Less than half have been cured. Election workers and partisan groups like Nevada Democratic Victory are scrambling to contact voters. Washoe County's interim Registrar of Voters, Jamie Rodriguez, says the office will be open on Veterans Day and over the weekend for voters who need to cure their ballots. The county has received roughly 60,000 mail-in ballots so far, but there are several hundred ballots unable to be counted due to issues like wrong-colored ink or people receiving two ballots after making a change to their registration.
Our message to the public is that we are working on it. Please be patient. It does take time. We want to make sure, like I said, that we're doing it right. We don't want to do it fast. We want to do it right.
Rodriguez says there's technology that could make the process faster, but it would require increased funding. Both major parties are encouraging Nevadans to hang in there. Many races haven't been called because the remaining ballots could sway the outcome. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.